good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is December the 22nd, 2022. Well, you know, we're just a few days away from Christmas, and as the song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year because we celebrate the Lord's birth. We spend time with family. But you know, I heard something this past week that encouraged me, and I want to try to encourage you as we're looking forward to Christmas. And the encouragement was to continue to look forward to the second advent. You know, there were those during the days of Christ who were looking for the first coming of Jesus, and they'd heard the prophecies in the Old Testament. They'd beginning in Genesis 3:15 and all the way through the books of Moses, and they've heard David speak about it in the Psalms and all of the prophets talking about this one that's going to come. And then Malachi closes out the Old Testament talking about the Son of Righteousness that's going to come with healing in his wings. And they've been looking for that one to come, and he's not coming. And no doubt because it had been 6,000 years since the first promise of the coming of the one that's going to crush the serpent's head. And there were no doubt those that said, well, he's not going to come. We've heard all these promises, but when are these prophecies going to come true? And we even know that the excitement had kind of waned because we know that the people had kind of deviated from following God closely, and so they wondered, when's he going to come? But then we find in the book of Luke in chapter number 2, it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And so Simeon waited, and he waited patiently. We know also that that there was another one that was waiting for the one to come, and Anna waited on the Lord to come, and she was able to see the Lord and to hold the Lord in her hands. And, you know, it just made me think about, you know, they waited patiently and for the first advent. And because they waited patiently for the first advent, they got to experience the advent of Christ. And, you know, today there are some who may be saying, well, where is the promise of his coming? We've heard about the coming, the second coming of the Lord for so long, and he's not come. But let's remember, it was 6,000 years before the first advent, and it's only been 2,000 years. We've been waiting for 2,000 years. Well, God sent his son at the appropriate time. At the appointed time, Christ came. And the same is going to be true. Jesus is going to return. The second advent of Jesus is going to happen at the appointed time, at the right time. So what should we do? We should be patient and wait, just like Simeon and Anna. We should look with expectation, knowing that God is going to be faithful to his word, knowing that God is going to keep his promise. And we should just walk faithfully, trusting that God is going to be true to his word. So just as Simeon and Anna waited on the first advent, you and I need to be patient and wait on the second advent, knowing that God is going to send his son again. Just as he went in the clouds, he's going to return and call his people unto himself. And if the Lord doesn't return in our lifetime, here's what we know. Jesus promised, I've gone to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you may be also. So if we don't actually experience physically the return of Jesus, we know that we'll get to experience his presence in heaven. So just keep pressing on, waiting for the second advent. One day, it's going to be reality. So just keep pressing on, looking forward to that place that he has prepared for us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we know that you're true to your word. And we know that you're faithful, And help us to remain faithful to you, because we know that you are faithful to us. Thank you for the hope of the promise of your soon return. Help us to walk faithfully until you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a great Christmas season. And until the next time, this is Brother Mark signing off.